Robert B. Parker's Iron Horse continues the classic Western tradition that Bob Parker revived with such best-selling novels as Appaloosa and Blue-Eyed Devil. The best-selling Virgil Cole and Everett Hitch series is now in the hands of newcomer Robert Knott, whose many writing credits include co-scripting the screenplay for and co-producing the 2008 film version of Appaloosa with star Ed Harris. Again, the new book is Iron Horse. It's a great pleasure to welcome Robert Knott to the roundtable. Thank you very much for being with us.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it.
In working on Appaloosa and working with Bob Parker, did you ever think at any time you would be writing in that style again?
Oh, no, I didn't. I had no idea. And in fact, it was when it was presented to me by the publisher, after Robert's passing, I was, quite frankly, a little bit mortified. You know, I thought, oh my gosh, how am I going to do this? You know, the loyal fans of Robert Parker and his style and his way and his words are not to be matched. And you know, it was a pretty daunting experience, but. You know, I knew these characters very well. I love these guys. I was involved with them, you know, from Appaloosa, you know, and once you adapt a book, you're inside of it and you're inside of the characters. So the transition to the characters and to another story was not an arduous task, but, you know, with Robert in mind and his prose in mind and his style in mind and not wanting to let down readers yet also not wanting to be a copycat because people are not going to appreciate that. So, you know, it's delicate balance, and I'm very happy with it, though, and hopefully everyone else will be too, you know.
You know, one of the things I find fascinating is Bob was on the show many, many times. He was a dear friend and a and I'm just a great fan of his work. And he would often come on and talk, or better yet, complain about Hollywood and how it adapted his work and so forth. But he always seemed very pleased and almost surprised by how Appaloosa turned out. And used it as the good example of what could be done, and I think one of the things that I find fascinating in your co-writing of the screenplay that I assume that there was a decision very early on to stay pretty close to the book.
Oh yeah, you know, Ed Harris, actually the director and actor and co-writer and my co-producer of the film, he found the book first. He read the book, and he loved it so much, sent the book to me, and I felt the same way. And right off the bat, we thought, you know what, we can be very loyal to this book. And it lended itself to the screen as well, just in terms of its style and the you know, the language, and Bob's books were heavy on language and character, so you know that translates pretty well to the screen. And yes, we were very, very conscientious of, you know, staying with his story. And you know, he was great. He really loved the movie, and it was a pretty, for making a movie, it was a pretty, I wouldn't say easy process for us, but the financing came together very well. The actors came together. We had Jeremy Irons, Renee Zellweger, Viggo Mortensen, and Ed Harris, Lance Henriksen. We had a fabulous cast, and it all came together, you know, as Hollywood sometimes doesn't allow things to come together. This one happened fairly quickly, without much of a hitch.
Bob Parker passed away in January of 2010. Since then, the Spencer novels, Ace Atkins has written a Spencer novel, Michael Brandman has written two Jesse Stone novels, and now you're writing this Virgil, Cole, and Everett Hitch series. Did you communicate at all with the other writers? Because having that common bond of writing in the voice of Robert B. Parker in that style, at least?
No, I didn't. Not until after the book was completed did I meet with Michael Brandman. I have yet to talk with Ace, but I certainly appreciate Ace's work and Brandman's work, and I think they did a fabulous job. It's, you know, again, like I said, you know, it's an interesting proposition to follow in the footsteps, if you want to call it that, following, emulating the best that you can, keeping the style and the characters intact, and yet, you know, working within your own and you know the own the confines of your own head. It's just it was. I have to say, frankly, it was fun. It was really fun. I really enjoyed it, mainly because of the characters. I really love the guys. I grew up in Oklahoma. I grew up with a lot of characters like this. It's not too far, not too outside of my bailiwick, you know.
Well, I was going to ask you, I mean, this is your first novel. Would you have thought, if you were going to write a novel, Robert B. Parker aside, that you would write a Western?
I probably would. I'm a big fan of the West. As I said, growing up in Oklahoma, the stories from the old days excite me. You know, beginning of statehood and those sort of stories. My grandparents were actors and writers and producers too. And so were my parents. My grandparents had a traveling tent show that followed the wheat harvest, and they wrote and acted and put on three-act melodramas. Until the small movies coming to the small towns put them out of business. But the characters and history, my grandparents had this tent show during the 20s and 30s, so all of that period from there all the way back to, you know, the Manifest Destiny is really been, you know, a big part of my world and things that I write. Also, in other screenplays and other work that I do, I'm very familiar with that language and the history. So it was a good fit for me, and also, like I said, it was fun.
How much did you rely on the other books in the series of Appaloosa and Resolution, Brimstone, Blue-Eyed Devil?
Well, you have to. I mean, you know, I had to, you know these books inside and out, and the characters and where they had been and what they had done and what their experiences were. You know, it's like having a backstory as an actor or character development. You have to, you know where you came from. And so, with that being said, Bob had set the stage for, what was to come. So, you know, I just picked up with our characters, where they were, what they were doing, and with their history intact. You know, and I'm sure that's pretty much the same that Michael Brandman and Ace Atkins have done, you know, with Jesse and Spencer. I know they were both big fans of those stories. In fact, Brandman, of course, penned all of the television movies that Tom Selleck did.
Right, Jesse Stone.
So yeah, I mean, I think that we all were a pretty good fit for this movement. And I know Ace was like, it's my understanding, he was just a huge Spencer fan.
Well, the new book is Robert B. Parker's Iron Horse. It is out from Putnam by Robert Knott. Robert, a great pleasure to speak with you. Best of luck with the continued work, and thank you very much for sharing with us this morning. I appreciate it.
Well, thank you, and I encourage everybody to get out there and get on the train.
Excellent. Robert B. Parker's Iron Horse. Robert Knott, thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Thank you. Okay. Thanks.
Thank you.
Have a good day. Bye.
And to you. Again, the name of the book is Iron Horse. It's published by Putnam. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.